Yeah. Regarding of the motivations, it depends on the different types of motivations, advanced motivations and brief motivations. So, however, in short or the brief, in order to attain the complete enlightenment, that is the state of Buddhahood, with these motivations, you should be listening the Dharma. And I was talking about the subject, what you're going to listen about the Dharma or the teachings.
Lomé Je
It has already done about the pledge or the promise to compose the text of the great stage of the Party of Enlightenment and the links between that and here now, how to teach the Dharma. There are two systems or the traditions how to preach the Dharma. One tradition is called the style of the scholar of the Nalanda, how they teach the Dharma. Then at the beginning, the three purities, the purity of the speech of the master, the purity of the mind of the disciple or the students, and the purity of the teaching itself. And after that, the style or the traditions of the Vikramala Shila, and how they preach the Dharma before teaching the actual Dharma, and the Vikramala Shila scholar way. And it says that at the beginning, they told that showing the greatness of the teachings also in order to establish that it is the noble origin, and showing the greatness of the teachings in order to engender respect for the instructions, and how to listen to and explain the teachings. Those are the three requirements before the actual teachings. So here, the great scholar Sinkarpa will follow the latter, which is the style of the Vikramala Shila.
So here
the what means the all instructions. All instructions is that someone who understands the instructions with within very easily way, without the difficulty. That's what we call the all instructions. And that also, it says that it's easy to understand. That's the all instructions of the masters. So, regarding of the great stages of the path to enlightenment, it's real source of the what we call the Abhisamaya Alankara, or the clear realizations ornaments by the materia, and also. The commentary is also the commentary which is written by the great scholar Tsongkhapa, was the commentary of the Bodhipatha Pradip, or the Chandra Lamchen, or the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, which is the root text. So it is the commentary of that, and then also the commentary of the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, who is the composer. The composer was the master great scholar, the Atishos. And in the way, it says that this is the composer who composed the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. And there's one way it says the mental continuum of the great scholar Tsongkhapa, and then the root guru Atisha are the same mental continuum. Therefore, it says that who composed the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment is the composer of the great is the composer of the commentary of the stage of the Path to Enlightenment. So therefore, however, the both scholars are the same mental continuum. Therefore, the composer are the same.
You Bangal is it? Okay, the Givo gave a siachig, the super famous siachig in a New York City, Kanji, Shita Lungjo, not on Shita Givo. And what did it? Give us a Titi Kasa, Givo tell us some payment with Devin was paying you for some even on it. He said, say payment you will say, I did say some even on it. I drink what it had in the church band at the same place.
So here, how he took rebirth in an excellent lineage. It says that in the excellent lineage of Savo, and there the royal king called the king Kalyanashiri, and the queen Shri Prabhu, and they have three sons, the Padmagarbha and Chandragarbha and then Shri Garbha. As in Tibetans, we say that Gerepel, and then Davening, and so on. So, however, the middle one is the what we call the Guru Atisha.
So, the Chidan Yirik Java here, that Ritomo here, the Tigir, but Daja Tomba Yiru, you did tell a Lumba Tele, Berikto, Tinetzi, Tizik, any kind of Simjin Dusha or the Korman, you know, Rodosha, you know, but the Desha, you know, you know, that Daja Tomba Giver, just Tongurova, Mohammed Zizisham, go and eat Kazuya, Shabzilik shows the Tamsil Tungra Sigurva, she the Rick Tall Tungra, you didn't repeat the regiment of Samyang, yet the Samdir Daya.
Yes. The Geshe-la thought that, however, the Guru Atisha took the lineage of the royal lineage. It goes up that at that time the people do respect to the higher caste of the Khan or lineage. Therefore, he took the birth as a royal lineage. In this way also, he can benefit more to those sentient beings. And the material, he will born in the caste called the Brahmins, because at that time, the Brahmin, if he born in the Brahmin caste, he can benefit to more sentient beings. That's the Geshe-la's idea.
That did that that Mounted Longyear Ninja, the Tigger, Dobby Ninja, Sweet Ninja, Tino tango ta mondo longo yo denye be tsutela tele sha rewa.
So after he took the rebirth and how he gained the knowledge, and it says how often that basic he gained the good qualities, how knowing many texts he gained the good qualities of the scriptural knowledge, and then the how he gained the knowledge of the experiential realizations.
So
how he learned on the field of the knowledge. When the Guru Atisha was 21 years old, he learned all the subject about the non-Buddhist philosophies and so on, and also the philosophy of Buddhists. When he was 18 years old, he learned about the one text of the Brahmana, Brahmana Vatika text, and on that he skilled very much. The Guru Atisha has defeated one of the other scholars, non-Buddhist scholars. At the time, he became a very famous scholar.
So he
also learned about the he met the great tantric master called the Rahula, the great Rahula, and he learned the Tantrayana under his guidance. And once Guru Atisha thought that, oh, I am the best in the Tantrayana, and he, as he is a pride of that, and once occasion when he slept, there was a dream that one Dakini shows him the tantric text he never seen before, and through that his pride become decreased or calmed down.
In
all ways, the great scholar, the Guru Atisha, he don't have the delusive pride, and there is a reason that why such a pride arises by him. Because in Tibetan we said that someone who has a delusive pride and he or she cannot gain the knowledge. So in order to reduce the pride of those persons, it happened like that. No,
Lama da yidum play dene kasa ngo de melam jiri ne ne rab de fiona hera ke ene tempa de doyo ton jashe mu yungu du se dire ke yo kwa de tene ene de jere se kasa peji de belu ene ne de doan de bashe mu
However, in the dream of the Guru Atisha, his dream that if he become a monk, it will be benefits for the sentient beings, and he can flourish the more dharma in the universe or the world. And because of that, he become the he received the ordained monk from the master who has the realizations of the part of preparations or the application part. So also the there are the different stage of the part of the preparation, what the preparation part of the stage of the passions. So that master's under that master, he received the fully ordained ordination or ordained vow, and he became a monk. So when he became a fully ordained monk, then the master has given him the name called the Dibhamkara Shirijana, and then he received this name at that time.
Then Lord Song Siringala that did young the worker, any tea table court that they know Shedda Ganga Jung Shepherd, and the Shirachi the Shibuse at the land, Lama like the State General Latijang yet. Lord Jung is that nobody can get that young adult Dijang the world. Jong as a shower, that thing you take by Gonjol, think they young is. Johnny, and then Savage Dijita Shidama, dear, what Savage Dijit said, then they were too bad, and then they were joking, said the Yoroa. Said that the day Savage, there was also a big chin, Sung the big Kijo to Ganga Monday, but said any country, they know Ganga Tonga took chin, and then.
So, however, he learned about the definitions of the we call the Sinyatakpa or the professional vehicle studies, and also the study about the Abhidharmas, the detailed commentary of the Abhidharmas, after that, however, there are the different classification or the sections of the flower of the Vinaya, the four sections, and it divides in into the different the sections. However, he learned all of those, and he became a very skillful on the knowledge of the Vinaya now. So these are the regarding of the how he gained the knowledge of the scripture or the scripturals, and also the knowledge of the Vajrayana and the sutra. So however he learned about he gained the knowledge of the scriptural in this way. Also he learned about the different types of the sections of the Vinayana.
In some years, Sura Ganga didn't pay the no some jet. Did you just did the Dalak Velava some city or Tinu Dora? The Dalak Velava song in only the Shida Amanda Karezina in the Serum Gilava Teres, Shedda Serum Gilava Sundu did it. Karsa
So, however, regarding of the scriptural or the Shakyamuni Buddha's the teachings, there are the three higher teachings of the three higher trainings, the trainings of the disciplines and discourses and the wisdoms. So, from these three higher trainings, the most basic training is the training of the disciplines.
So regarding
of the his the training of the Vinaya or the disciplines, he respect very much, and then he practice those, of course, the root defilement, of course, the root vows, and also he practice those defilements, even a very tiny defilements or the mistake, he practice also all the times. And in case some, if he has some mistakes on the defilements, then he, at the right time, he confess. He confessed those what he has done, the mistakes. In the example in Tibet, it's called there is the domestic animal called the yak, and the yak attached too much to its tail. Even a single tail is in the jungle. It holds on some trees and thorn. They never cut off the yak never try to cut off the its tails. It says that even the hunter or the other person trying to kill the yak, even the course of the the course of the yak, he don't want to cut off or spoil his even a single tail. So that is the example of that guru officials. However, he always trying to protect the Vinaya Sutra vow, even if it's a very China vow or defilements. So, however, the Guru Adisha has keeping very pure morality or the disciplines, whatever he has the protections or the vows, even sometimes those polluted by those defilement. If the Chinese protections, if it's polluted by the defilement, if he has in the morning some. If it was polluted by at the morning, he trying to clean up at the evening. Whatever he has in the night of cleaning, he has polluted by those defilement. He trying to clean up and then do the purification method in the morning. So he always keep the morality very purity and then cleans. That's how he practiced the ethical moral disciplines. So these are regarding of the individual vow or the pratimoksha vows.
And then, selung selung ba de gung ge pe yo so ro wa de pe ne ti gu de ne da da de des da da me ga de ro wa pa sa pa pa thong me ne ka sa ji de sang ba pa ta me ne ji ri me ga di ne ren ba che ene ji de jam be ne lu so ji be de ne ma ene da ji nyam ji ren ba che me ga ji ga de ene la ma selung se ya ji thong lu sa ro wa ji de ne de ku le chung ji la ma selung ku de la ene ti ge me ga ji ga ji ba de be ene Long December, same
race. So, recording of the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions training, the Guru Adisha received those instructions from the Dharmakirti in the selling or the Indonesia. He stayed there very long period and received those instructions or the method which comes from the lineage of the Asanga and the lineage of the Maitreya, one lineage called the seven cause and effect instructions, and the instructions of upon the how to changing the self, cherishing and cherishing for the orders.
But the Chaozhu Senpai Dongpa Tel, Da Te Yorwa Pena, Sawa Zhubu Shena Tela, Sa Dung Shio Bie Xie, Nye Xie, Xie Zhu Kuna Xio Re. But Ye Dik Shung Na, Da Gage Ha Kho Kwa Na Xio Re, Xio Re, Kha Shio Ong Shio, Kha Shio Na Ma Xio Re,
So now regarding of the vows of the Bodhisattva, and there are 18 the root departments, and then the 46 the branch or the limbs departments. So it's very important to understand those defilements, because whenever receive the initiations of the tantric vows, initiation of the tantra, so the basic important is the bodhicitta vow and the vows of the altruistic intentions. Therefore, it's very good if you understand those defilements. However, the Guru Atisha received those two methods of how to generate the bodhicitta, the method of the seven the cause and effect instructions, and the instructions upon how to changing the self-cherishings and cherishings upon the others. So those two different methods brought by the Guru, received by the Guru Atisha, and then those rivers comes together, the lineage of the rivers comes together, and then from Guru Atisha, those mix together.
Yudio Homa Sina that Kirim Kazas Dorunzi, Homan Tejeti Messer, what is your name? Joti, Tat Peg, Nyamzalani, Baby do you think any big short shivers, Tamsu Gangabe, Suikin Song, any regards of short shivers, Shumuris.
So, recording of the tantric vows, and there are the 18, the 14, the root defilements, and then the other, the many other, the other defilements of the its branch. And once someone who received those initiations, then it's very important to protect the those whatever you have the vows and protections, so commitments. And there are also what we call the self-generations and the generations of the complete stage of the Tantra and the lower Tantra. They are also called the, in Tibetan we say the Sanche Seme, and with the sign or sign layers.
Said that Nam Yundi Be Ten Shishida. 파워 모델지 방매 고여서 이렇게 인원 소리 뭐 뒤에 짜는 거 비 确定 给 외국 비게 통성적 가도 있는 막고 신 전시시 단대 뭐 신호 통신 난 거 이제다 뒤서 등 근데 뒤쪽에 다 서주민이라고 냠슬 냄산 될 바기나 얘는 비게 니로 신게는 다디 기부다 뭐 쇼지 뭐지 뭐 될 뭐 더 거래스
So, whenever he was on Jainism activities, he always keeping his the mindfulness and the vigilance, and also he always with the conscientiousness, mental factors, and because of that, he always protect his vows whatever he receives. So, someone if we analyze upon this biography of the Guru Atisha, how we keep his morality very pure. And clean, then someone understand that how the Guru Atisha is a very great masters and the qualified masters and so on.
That thing is, And they go to move my medicine, and somehow we get getting the nation of the land. And it debut on the Hilas, and it counter with the big Lulani. And today, the same tool to get Jadio traditional artists.
So, the next step regarding of the knowledge of the spiritual knowledge of the concentrations, he has gained the knowledge of the shamatha and the vipassana, what we call the tranquil abiding and the penetrative insight. He has gained those knowledge, general the knowledge of the non-Buddhist and the knowledge of the Buddhist about the regarding of the concentration or the meditative concentrations. And regarding of the Tantra Yana, he also received those knowledge which belongs to the generation stage of the Tantra Yana. And once upon a time, Guru Atisha has listened about the Jagini's the hearts or the songs, and that's why he Once upon a time, the Guru Atisha has listened to the dohas and songs of those Jaganins. Vipassana or the penetrative insight, the text, the shastra or the literature called the Sati, Bodhisattva Bhumi, and then Dodigen the Sutra Alamkara, those two texts describe about the knowledge of the wisdom and the regarding of the knowledge of the shamatha or the tranquil abiding and the vipassana or the penetrative insights, those knowledge unifications and togethers regarding of the sutra and then uncommon of the tantrayana way when the tantric practitioners are the practice upon the generation stage. In this generation stage, they receive the knowledge of the concentrations, knowledge about the shamatha and the vipassana.
So that the choose your KYC to the end, you then use the Dilagama that Jerry Bush did not so long that lots of turbines, the way the turbine consig, that turbine consig, the sugar or consig, that door, you know, the turbine didn't use it initially.
So the recording of the biography of the Guru official, the great scholar Sun Kyoful refers to the translator Nakto. Naktolosawa has written the praise regarding about subject regarding of the biography of the Guru official. So however, the Lama Sun Kyoful refers to the great translator Nakto.
Tere tata dere wa karsa rik pu che wa che zu ete de le yo de ni zu sa da yo de ni zu sa ete da yo de da ma che su dor de no ka je ene che no rik ni ta da na ri na ri ba da ka je pe ge sa ye ki te ba che no dong ga yong zo wa ta de le ma ge ba sa de me ba chi ke ba yi ong bu she ene ke ba chi zam de ma se in the turn of the two girls, Jane, and it no big talk by any big ya there what a presidential level that Sazil Jolum, but so say, did no Hina, Tijo, talk by him that he lost on you told me. No, she knows Jolum talk by you about any carsa that the lovely Asha, but Jolum said you did it pay you see what she said. This one done any Yondi at the time, Yondi Mazan by year, what I knew said. Long Yodin Kevashia, any long Yodin, Nanjing, Sosu, Julie, Jan, Gomni, Giovanni was a top of Julie, Janinga, Zomer, Jumura, said that there's the Yodin Yves, Susan, don't do not tell, Talundo, and then you got told me in the dental Yodin Yves, Sus.
So, however, Guru Atisha has gained those knowledge of the general knowledge and the knowledge of the Buddhist, and among the Buddhist knowledge, there also the knowledge of the Sutrayana and then Tantrayana. However, he became a very scholar master. As he is scholar, he always checking those into the practice and regarding of the stage of the path, and it's the second stage of the path of the preparation. He was on that stage, and also he has also the knowledge of the Dzogrim or the complete completion stage of the Tantrayana. So these are the brief explanation about how he gained the scriptural knowledge and how he gained the knowledge of the realization. So regarding of the knowledge, and there are also the knowledge of the clairvoyance, and the knowledge of the simple the practitioner who sees the face of the deities, and the other knowledge, respected knowledge of the law of the causality or the karma, and the knowledge of gaining the realizations, that knowledge that what knowledge which was called the gaining the realization, that knowledge is really a stable or the firm knowledge.
Say the Kazum Lama Sungars. Things up here, so the Lama, your native year, she's a ganga way to give them a chase here, no yaki, I don't want to say she was Lama be Lady Laneta, two good with Yamil Dani. Tapi tu dapat sih ini semua yang sedih, hanya yang masih sedih tu yang nunjuk itu semua sih yang sedih.
So the Kalu master said that in this time, what is the education and what is the knowledge of the Dharma? And then some might say that the someone who has seen the deities, and they've thought that they gain the knowledge, and that's not right. The knowledge should be depends on the respect upon the cause and its effect.
Said that the Sunday the one that doesn't have that, some of them when it doesn't ever damage that. And the Lindy, the Tazu Domba Langley Madana, either he is in the Dango Yik and the Karishan Mahin, Kaji, Piggy, Karsa, Shima, any Kare, you saw me getting some sort of Marawa.
So that Lama said like that, and the Geshe-la said that that's the truth. When we thinking about how to be free from those lower realms, someone who respects open the law and the effects or the karma, then someone who respect and protect those the karma, then they can free from the lower realms. It's a very small result of that. And in addition, someone wants to liberation and so on. Then there's the furthermore subject about the nejung or the renunciations. Those are the requirements.
Because
So someone who respect upon the cause and then effects and the causality of law or the karma, and it can reduce those delusions, and someone who respect upon the karma, it can increase the spiritual knowledge. And in the other way, someone who has a pride, then it's no good. The pride can be reduced, the knowledge what we have, and also the no matter someone who has the sin of the deities and those on, and then these also are not very stable and firm knowledge. They can decrease the spiritual knowledge,
and then
So regarding of the how he did or flourished the Dharma, there are two categories. One called how he did the flourish the Dharma in Tibet, and how he did the flourish the Dharma in India. In India, there are two monastic university called the monastery of the Vikramalashila and then other monastery. And in those monastery, the Guru Adisho has gained the knowledge of the Vinaya or the disciplines. However, he gave those knowledge to those students and disciples. He gave also the many instructions to them, and also he brought the rule of the monastery. Someone who brought the rule, he punished them, and also the someone who respect the vows and so on, he praised them. However, he has done the spiritual activities in India, in those monastic university.
세상 대대 세대 세대 그래서 두고 두게 경쟁자고 매봐 해봐 그지 인중 선자 이네 대바타 대바가가 이다시 대바 소소도야 라마르 세 대지 소소로 봐 이나 주어져 그네 대바 탐제게 비 롱레는 송주도 휴어스
So in India there are the different sections of the Vinaya, and they receive the different master from the different sections of the Vinaya or the disciplines. So however the Guru Adisha has gained all of those different sections of the knowledge, and all of the disciples they receive the knowledge from him.
Mm.
In tadi tadi ngah di tempat tuan ngah di jawa kayu mendus. Ini cuma ini menuju ya. Ini sejauh dia entah tu sejauh si. Ini jenis si kanan orang sih sih ini sejauh dia entah orang apa. Tapi tanya nafsu lazat tanya macam tu. Bagi yang guna tu sejauh zaman kita ini sejauh siapa orang apa. Untuk sih ini sejauh si super tapi dendi itu tu jurus. Tapi tak dendi itu kamu sejauh si orang jaga bagi ini korang semua macam tu. Ini dia berkamal lah sih, ni ni agaknya di gombal mana sih, di ni sih sangat sih pas, tapi sih cuma yang sorang sih ni, ini di ni sih ni kangen sih dah sih ni, ini cuma di ni sih urus.
So how the Dharma flourish in Tibet? There are two, the previous part and the latter part. In the previous part, when once the Dharma flourish in the Tibet, there was one Tibetan king called the Lang Dharma, and he destroyed all the spirituality or the Dharma. And once he destroyed that, and then it's very difficult to establish the Dharma, the duration above the 300 years, what we call the darkness year of Tibet. And after that, in order to re-establish the Dharma, the Tibetan royal king called the Changchubu and his niece Yishiwu, they were thinking about how to re-establish the Buddhism in Tibet, because in order to invite the elder or the Guru Atishas, once they called the Yishivu, he went to the place of the Garlok or the Kashmir side, so on. And then, however, he called by the other king, and then he was in the prisons. And when the Changchubu visited the Yishivu in the prison, Yishivu advised to the Changchubu, no matter my life will be died in the prison, however, we won't invite the very qualified master from India in order to flourish the Dharma in Tibet. So, and also the Tibetan king who was caught in the prison, he also said that no matter my life in the prison will die, because in my many lifetime, meaningless lifetime, at this time I would like to die because of the flourishing the Dharma in Tibet. So you should take this message to India. And then his nephew According to the, there is one called the translator Natsu, and he requires to translator Natsu in order to invite the elder or the guru Atisha from India to Tibet. However, at that time, Geshe-la recommend that to traveling from Tibet to India or the India to Tibet is not easy. It's a very tremendous difficult. However, as the Ishibu or the Tibetan royal king requires to the translator Natsu. Translator Natsu went to India India in order to invite the Choji or the older one or the Guru Atisha. In India, the Guru Atisha was under the assistant of the Akwaramati, and however, it's very difficult to Guru Atisha come up from the country called India, visit to Tibet. It's very difficult. It seems like that the Guru Atisha escaped from India to Tibet.
So
there are different deities, and the deities who give the foretells or the predictions to the Guru Atisha is the deity what we call the Dharma or the Tara. And once Guru Atisha asks to the Tara, what will happen if I visit to Tibet? Then Tara predicted that if you visit the Tibet, you can benefit the many sentient beings and you can flourish the Dharma in Tibet. But however, your life will be shorter, 10 or 20 years, your life will be shorter. So Guru Atisha thought that no matter whatever my life will be shorter, for me it's very important to benefit the sentient beings. Because of that, Guru Atisha visited to Tibet.
现在天天在天天学的，通过天天培养的，就通过天天学的话，天天培养的，那天嘛，有是那个啥，上面的，你当时也是茶叶吧，是，可是光大将，这里呀，他培养的，对象给你那我们刚接触，以后如果你工作，你就是学不对，我你是学的。
So, however, when the Guru Atisha visits to Tibet, first he visits the place called the Thul, and then also the place called the Nyetang and Samye and so on. However, almost Guru Atisha lives in Tibet almost 20 years. So at that time in Tibet, the most practitioner, they thought the Vinaya and the Tantra, the practice of the Vinaya and the discipline or the practice of the Tantra are the contradictory or the one person cannot practice both of them. So therefore, because of that, someone follow the Vinaya Sutra, they don't follow the Tantrayana. Someone practice the Tantrayana, they don't practice the Vinaya. Therefore, and in this way, some thought that if you are a tantric practitioner, you should have a female or lady because of you are the tantric practitioners. So, in order to clarify those mistakes, because of that Guru Atisha visit in Tibet, and also there are many, some other who don't understand very clear meaning of the shunyata or the emptiness, because of clarify those clarifications or those clarify those misconceptions and mistakes, Guru Atisha was in Tibet. As he was in Tibet, he has clarified those misconceptions and mind and the wrong conceptions. Regarding of the Kama Mudra or the tantric way, how someone who has taken the female or the consorts, and it's that someone who understands about knowledge about the channel drops and the winds, very skillful upon that, and also of course the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions. If someone has knowledge about those, and then someone who has attained the stage of the tantra, then they can take the consort or the female. Otherwise, without this knowledge, as if someone taking the and disrespect the tantra, then it's really dangerous and it can cause to born next rebirth in the hell realms.
Shezo pöli ya ene rodon jashe bo she ene tene changju lam ji roma sa sam ri changju lam ji roma sam ne roma sam ne ene jagal pa ta ne ene jagal ke bas pe tak je she ne ene chedal be to gu wa shong ne chue ji tang bu de she ro ne de a ga lo ji no som ji ga pa pa de de she a ga na zo lo za li ya 되게 캐내 주셔요라. 제가 저주 넘조 싸움 파동 되는 다 주제 배 불 로정 쳇부 쉬 중요스. 다 같이 흉나 배다 통도 나는 뭐 이니 뒤 수 가자 로송 패그라시 배 깨자 잠니. 먼저 넘기 되지고 나도라다 더 저제 넘다 저되잖아. 다 쿨쳇부서 상수야 주비. 또 디게제 돼. 어때 뒤디 성공다 중요.
So, however, the Guru Ajisha was in Tibet. In Tibet, he has composed the Bodhipatha Pradip, or the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, a wonderful root text. And however, he sent this root text to India when the Indian his assistant, the Dharma Akaramati, received that root text Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. Then he showed this text to those Indian scholars, and when those Indian pandita or the scholar watched on that text, they surprised very much how wonderful the Guru Atisha has composed text in Tibet. It was very great. So later that his assistant the Akaramati also delighted very much about what he has done well in Tibet, and then the Akaramati replied to the Tibetan replied to the Guru Atisha that before when Guru Atisha left the India, his assistant Akaramati told to the who invited him, the Naksalotsawa. The assistant Akaramati told to the translator Naksal, you can bring the Atisha to Tibet, but however, he should not stay in Tibet more than 3 years. And then after 3 years, he should be returned to India. So when he composed this wonderful text of the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, after that, the assistant Akaramati delighted very much, and he told that now, he replied that now, however Guru Atisha wants to stay in Tibet, remain in Tibet, he can remain in Tibet. So at that time, the translator Naksal, who has a responsibility that he has to return the Guru Atisha to India, so always he has a responsibility of that. So when he received this letter from his assistant that received the letter that he can remain however he can remain there, then the translator Naksal says that it's very my burden become a very large, and then in Tibet we say that Neten Yuku Shimbo is a great responsibility of the Neten or the assistant Akaramati finished today.
Donga sungi ite ba khansa khansa che gi nyam le so te pe nge me nyam le sha bi ge thag de de ne thag da pa dog se ma nyam ta ri ya ge tin de ka ji chang res.
So however the Guru Atisha re-splish or the re-shine the Sutrayana and then Tantrayana or the teachings of the Sutra and the teachings of the Tantra, and up to now it's remained continued because of the kindness of Guru Atisha. Now, if you have some question and answer, please do it.
Thank you, Geshe-la. Is it ever known why Guru Atisha's life was shortened by 20 years when he went to Tibet?
Geshe-la, Mogura Dandadi Chowji Pandian Shri Pelepen Kuzi Des Tung Dorala. What the Kuzi Tung Lokarshin Dores?
I Kuzi Tung Dorala Kardavina. Today, good Nanda and the Yoramagu, please look at the Kaimidu. That you didn't have the current of Shiva, you know.
And
that's that type of pigeon. And then the Jaga Kunos, that forget the Tidaman of Gombal Maju, she fell for the Tidaka Jank, she cuts a party of Shia Tidaka Sung in the Karina, Tidaka Homarva.
So Geshe-la says that it's not very sure that it's not in the biography of there's no reason why Guru Atisha became a shorter life in Tibet, but Geshe-la thought that maybe Guru Atisha left his monastery because of that the obstacles comes upon him. Okay, someone caution, please.
Geshe-la, could we have a little bit of an explanation or an idea about the difference between Nalanda Monastery and Vikramashila? What were they known for at that time? Is there much difference between these two monasteries in this time?
Geshe-la. Nalinda Gomba Jorajila. Nalinda Gomba than the Bigamala Shila Gomba Ni Jorala. Woodily and Kebar Parikari announced this is.
Several the Tat Rebashman, Tambotamota, TJ Tatches in Naneta Gomba Shamra. That didn't Naneta is in Yam, you said, did you that Dikamala, you said, or did you shine? You didn't see rule of Jig Shine,
sir. Yes. So, you should recommend that at the beginning, the Nalanda monastery was very famous, and then after that, it became a little bit decreased. And after that, the Vikramala should have become more strong and flourished the Dharma more than the Nalanda. These are the little differences between those two monasteries. Yes, please.
Geshe-la, was the teaching of Atisha translated in Tibetan, or did he teach directly in Tibetan, or maybe?
Geshe-la. This George Pandya is a Sungji Jorala. What do you call Julia? The George Pandya is a Julia Hundish. George Pandya is a Sungji Jorala.
Lamdos.
You meant that who translates the Bodhipatha Pradip or?
Did he speak?
So Yashila said that not very clear, but when the Guru Atisha has given the teachings to the students, and then Yashila might it might that there's a two translators, one called the Nasala Sawa and other called the Gyatsundri Senke. They translate from his Sanskrit Indian language into Tibetan. And then the translator Nakso is because in order to translate the Indian or Sanskrit language into Tibetan, because of that, the Tibetan royal king sent the Naksalotsawa to India. So because his purpose, Kishila thought that Naksalotsawa is the translator of the Guru Atisha.
It says that the
question is that does Guru Atisha speak Tibetan language or not? So Geshe-la recommend that the Guru Atisha don't speak Tibetan very much, and he heard that in Tibetan when he saw the one big rock and he asked, "What is that?" "That's a rock." And once occasions, there's a very small stone in his eye, and then Guru Atisha told that, "Oh, there's a rock in my eyes." that's the reason. That's the reason that the Guru Atisha don't speak Tibetan very much.
Thank you, Geshe-la. I was trying to see if you can explain a little bit of, give a little background on Padmasambhava, who he was, a little bit of his background.
Yeah. Just 1 second, okay, please. Hold on, the Temangadar Kaps, you are Geshe-la. Temangadar Kaps, the Temasambhava, the Temba Cheshur, the Tarki Tangeshura, the Temasambhava Kore, this Simroshis. So in the previous the history of the Tibet, there was one the spiritual king called the King Chisung Liu Sen. He invited the Chandrakshita from India to Tibet, and that time there was the monastery called the Samye. And then in that monastery, when they constructed it and so on. At that time, there are the many the obstacles from the worldly ghosts and demons. There are many obstacles. In order to pacify those obstacles, the king invites the Padmasambhava from India to Tibet. And also once the Chandrakshita visited to Tibet, and he went to India once and then visit again. Yes, Shangri, come on, Mishmila. Come on, Mishmila. Now we stop here because 5 minutes we have left here only. 하나만 주시라. 주어지 구워야 하나만. If you have last question, please have one last question, please.
Thank you. I just wanted to be sure that I understand. So first, Padmasambhava went to Tibet, and then the Dharma declined, and then they invited Atisha to bring it back.
That's right. The Dharma declined, and then after that, Guru Atisha invited and refreshed the Dharma.
Yeah.